Stand up and praise the Lord again. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say it. Shout it out. We're here today. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. The assembly, the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Wow. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Okay, you may be seated if you want. Psalm 46 this morning. Nice if I turn my Bible instead of upside down, right side up. It's a help. It's great to be here. Amen?
Amen.
Wow, what an amazing future we have too. What did I say? Psalm what? 46? Okay, Psalm 46. I have an illustration this morning. I think you're going to like this illustration. You can't even get glasses. I've been, there's nothing, no places open to get your eyes examined. And that's coming. Magnifying glasses. Psalm 46. This is a verse I'm sure we've read many times and thought about, prayed over. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, or actual translation, I'll be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Father, we pray today that you would bless our services here this morning at 11 o'clock, 6:30 tonight. Just the anointing that breaks the yoke. We thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. In this psalm, you'll see, I was looking at these yesterday, and listen to what, I'm not going to read the whole psalm, but it says, the earth is removed, the mountains are carried into the sea, though these things happen. The waters are roaring, the mountains shake, the mountains swell, the nations rage, the kingdoms move, the earth is melting, there's desolation in the earth, and there's wars. That's where this verse occurs, in the middle of that. Be still and know that He is God. The importance of, amen, be still, and then you know. If I'm not still, I don't know. God absolutely is with each and every one of us, based upon the security of the believer, but to experience the life of God, to be still. I want my wife to come up here for a minute. She doesn't know I'm going to do this. Just come up here for a minute. Hallelujah. Thank God for our wives. I love her. She's When you think about I say, Pastor Shabella, your ministry, this is my ministry. This is the ministry. It's our ministry, God's ministry, greater grace, and then we're together. But she'll remember, hold on to the back of my belt. Hold on to, no, yeah, go on, yeah, you can, it's okay. Hold on. One time we were, and you heard the story, but this illustration is coming to my mind. We are in church, and we are seeing this rain coming. And this is a very unusual rain. It is really coming down. It is like coming down this way, and I'm thinking, and she's, I'm in the message. I'm not quitting the message, you know. And she's going like this. Look at that. We need to get up and go. And I, you know, knowing better, no. The water got so high. Now you can imagine Pastor Dwayne George being there, the shorter people. The water got so high that I said to my wife and then those, everybody get in a line and hold on to the back of each other. And I said, God, I have to really be still. The waters are roaring. The flood is rising. It's up to my waist, the water. And let me say this, and I think, Pastor Ronaldo, you can verify this. There are no sewer covers in Uganda. No sewer covers. There's just holes. And I saw to my left and right people disappearing, being sucked down into the sewer with the flood. And I just said, God, there's only one way out of this. It's you. And we've got to be still. And we got to walk. And God says, go left. Go left, because there's a hole you can't see. And I'm telling you, it was like an unusual circumstance with God's leading. But go left and go right and go around this one. And by the way, there was this water was sewage water. So when we got home, my wife said, everybody privately go and take all your clothes off, because we're going to burn them. That's how bad it was. Are you still there? Okay. Thank you. You can go sit down. I'll thank you for the illustration. Be still and know that He is God. Really, how important it is for me in my life. And we have decisions that we make every single day in the midst of these things. The earth is melting, desolation, wars, mountains shaking. I mean, all these things, these 10 things that are going on. And He says, be still and know that I am God. And then when you are still, you'll know who I am, and I will be exalted. Not just in the nations, but exalted in your own life. Be still. Be still. One of the most difficult things. I don't think I ever stayed home a day in my life after I was 4 years old. I couldn't sit still in the house. And one of the greatest punishments for me was sit down. Time out. And like they make me go sit in the corner or something, you know? That didn't work. One time my father, I think I said it in the last message, 90 days I couldn't leave the house. June, July, and August. Little did he know the windows were available. Because the whole thing was not so much about there, but I couldn't be still. And by the way, I'm still growing in that. Some people say, yeah, is that why you're traveling all the time? No. I'm being still, and then God's saying, travel, okay? Go here and go there. Be still and know that He is God. Maybe we find ourselves in a problem. Elijah's got a great problem. And in 1 Kings 17 through 1 Kings 19, there's nothing but one thing after another. There's the prophets of Baal. There's Jezebel trying to kill. Can you imagine? You face 800 prophets of Baal, and you have victory over them, and you say, and God says, take them down to the brook and slay them. And then Jezebel sends you an email, and you're on the run. That shows you how demonic she was. By the way, when you add demonic powers to natural things, it's amazing how it can strike fear into people's lives, my life included. It's amazing. It isn't just, we don't wrestle against what? I can't hear you. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And you know what we wrestle against. It talks about it in Ephesians 6, 10 through 16. That's why we need the what armor of God? Whole armor of God. You got that, Dave Delaware? The whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Not just parts. Everything. All seven parts of the armor. But Elijah had to listen. In 1 Kings 19, 12, God was not in the earthquake, not in the fire, not in the wind. Where was God? In a still, small voice. A still, small voice. I'm not talking about subjectivity. I'm not talking about strangeness. God told me to divorce my wife and marry another person. That's not God. That's your dumb, still voice. Demonically dumb, still voice. Got that? But he had to hear a still small voice in the direction that he would take. Go anoint this one, anoint that one, anoint Elisha in the prophet's room. Anoint Jehu, anoint two kings, okay, and a prophet. But in other words, for him to take steps, for us to make decisions, it's vitally important that I learn to be what? To be still and know that He is God. In a test or in a trial, and we will face them, not just in a country or in a world, but individually in my life. There are going to be things. Why? Because the flesh lusts against the spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. The whole world lies in wickedness, 1 John chapter 2. 19, all the whole world lies in wickedness. We have an enemy called the devil. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So with three enemies, we need to understand that we're in a war, and that war keeps going on regardless of whether or not we're aware of it. And God says the simple answer is to do what? Be still. I think Debbie learned that lesson one time when she was coming down here and wasn't so sure about coming to Bible school. And I said, we're going to Bible school. Aren't you like blessed by that, Pastor Pete? Huh? Aren't you? You, by the way, they're a great couple. They are. The Westeras. They really are an amazing couple. Love them both. Incredible. She comes from Springfield. I'm just having fun. Okay. Be still. Be still and know. I mean, we've been enslaved here for hundreds of years. What do you mean we're going to go out? We're going to be let out. How is God going to do this? This Egyptian power, the most powerful authoritative government in the whole world, has control of 2.5 million Jews. How are we going to get out? Watch God. Exodus 3 through 12. 10 plagues. Goodbye, Egypt. You can't do anything, feeble Jews. All you have to do is rely on God's strength. But first of all, you must be what? You must be still and watch what God will do. And then they come to the, I was thinking this morning about a river, a wall, and a sun. A river, a wall, and a sun. This is not the river I'm talking about. But they come to that river in Exodus 14. They come to the Red Sea, sorry. And they don't know what to do. And they're like, you brought us out here to kill us. You brought us out here to kill us, Moses. And they go right after. By the way, first one they're going to go after is Moses. Hello? First one that people go after would be a president of a country, or go after the pastor or whatever, you know. You brought us out to kill us. He says, listen, he didn't say this. Knock it off. Stand what? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Ever. It's over. Just watch. You're going through the Red Sea and they're going to try it and they can't swim. It's not so good for them. Moses instructs people, you've got to as a nation, we have to as a people, be still. All kinds of things are going on. Newscasters are saying this, programs. And by the way, they could even be reputable ones. I don't really care. I'll be very honest with you. I want to be still, and that doesn't mean I'm going to be disobedient civilly. I've done that too much already. Okay? My wife remembers a time that we were locked in a cell in Yugoslavia for giving out Bibles. Can you imagine? You can't do that? You must be joking. It was great that she was in the cell with me. Right? We could at least hug and kiss. She's my wife. Ha ha. Knock it off. What's your not your boyfriend or your girlfriend. That's not no. Okay. So be still. Be still. And you're gonna go through this incredible Red Sea. You're going through. But how important it is for me to be still. There's so many voices out there. Read Psalm 29. Voices and sounds and noise. There's noise on the inside, noise on the outside. There's noise everywhere. Just noise. And God is saying, I want you to be what? Still. And that's how you know. You know I'm God. I want you to go through the Jordan River, okay? What does he tell them to do in Joshua chapter 3, verse 8? Stand still. Be still. What about going around Jericho? What did they do for 6 days? And then the seventh day they shouted. But what did they do for 6 days? They walked around and they were told not to say a word. By the way, say it to God. But say nothing. How often when things happen in my life, I got to say something about it. when I can just talk to God, all right? I should just clean foot. Mask on. Your hand can be a mask for your mouth. And be still. And don't talk. Don't say anything. I remember so many times with Pastor Stevens, and there would be situations that were going on, even when I had him over in Africa twice and whatnot. And he would just, you know, you could be in his car and right up to his house, he wouldn't say a word. There'd be nothing said. Maybe say something, you know, and you think about it. Very quiet. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 15 through 21, it talks about that. In quietness and confidence, you shall be saved, delivered. Delivered. Returning in rest and quietness and confidence. And you know what it says in verse, I think it's 19? And you would not. You wouldn't be quiet. You wouldn't be still. And I don't want this to take place, but because you won't be quiet and you won't be still and you're making decisions based upon a raging, loud mind and a loud world and a loud devil, roaring lion. I love you, but you're making decisions and you're not what? You're not what? Still. Still. 1993, when I came back from Ghana, I went home. I went back to a not a good situation. I think some of you know about that. Remember Michelle in Bulgarian prison? Huh? Michelle Benoit. We were put in jail. I think 10 of us? Was there 10 or 12 of us put in jail for distributing Bibles in Bulgaria? Came home to a situation that wasn't like the best. And I really, honest with you, didn't know what to do. Should I stay here? Should I move to Baltimore? Or should I go back to Africa? Those are my choices. Stay in Springfield, come to Baltimore, or go back to Africa. To be honest with you, I didn't know exactly what to do. God wasn't giving an answer. He just wanted me to be quiet before God and to be still and know that He is God. And Pastor Stephen said to me 3 times, start a new church in Springfield. And then I asked God that. I prayed about that every time He asked me to do that. I prayed, and the Holy Spirit said no. And I told Him after the 3rd time, no, I don't believe it's God's will. He goes, you're absolutely right. I was just testing you. Move to Baltimore. Be what? Be still in decisions with our children and grandchildren. Be still when it comes to your health. Well, I think I got a headache. No, there's just something. It's a fly on your head, okay? I mean, be still and know that He is God. And it's amazing how we can just be so ready to do something. And I understand that activity, ready to do something. And by the way, don't use this as an excuse not to do anything ever. Some people will take a message like that and say, I'm just resting in God. How long is this going to be? You're in your 9th year of that. I mean, is that anything ever going to take place? You know? But to be still and know that He is God. And the walls fall down. And then listen to the power of God using Joshua in the valley of Ajalon. Sun, stand still. It says there was no day like it in the history of man. Joshua told the sun to stand still. And the sun listened. Hello? For one whole day it didn't go down. So he had enough time to deal with the enemy. Being still and knowing He is God. Psalm 4 verse 4 talks about being still, standing in awe of God. 2 Chronicles 20:20. We have no might, neither do we know what to do, but our eyes are on You. Being still in my marriage. Being still in my personal walk with God. Being still when it seems like the thorn doesn't go away and it maybe never will. It probably never will. It will never. And the besetting sins are there. And the trials don't stop. God is saying something very simple. Be still. I wonder if there's times, and I think it's true, I have acted and God has said to be still, and then I reap the results of my actions. Oh yeah, I know what that's like. I know what that's like. Be what? Be still. I was in a house one time, and five men decided to get a judge to bring a court order against me to put me in prison. And I was in a house in Community One in Tama. And the Holy Spirit said to me, I'm not talking about an audible voice, but I just knew, get out of this house. It was at 4 a.m. Remember I woke you up? I said, we're leaving. I said, we're leaving this house. She's like, what? It's the middle of the night. I said, we're leaving. 2 hours later, the police came with a warrant for my arrest. I was gone. And then I said to her, we have to cross the border out of Ghana because they have no jurisdiction in Togo. And I said, I don't know how we're going to cross the border because if we go through the immigration, I'm sure they've sent the message to stop me. I said, Lynn, watch this. We're going to walk through and nobody's going to see us and we're not even stopping for immigration. Did we? We went right through. No one ever saw us. It was like God put blinders on people. Be what? Be, and I know those are crazy illustrations, but you've got your own. Be still. Be still when somebody says your job is finished. Because God's got a better one waiting for you. Amen? Be still when it comes to looking at your checkbook and saying things aren't making any sense right now. Be what? Be still. Be still when you see children or teenagers making decisions or young adults and you go, what are they doing? Are they out of their minds? Yeah. They just might be out of their minds. But do what? By the way, many times I remember talking to a woman. She said, I know you can get my son out of prison and bring him into your Christian home. And God said to me, no. And he had to go, he got a 9-year sentence in prison. What did he learn to do in prison? Oh, be still. Be still. And he came out and he was delivered from a 25-year heroin addiction. You know what? God says, I want to have you sit still. Sometimes we're so anxious. I know that in that ministry that I was involved with for years in prison, we're so anxious to get people out. And God's saying, no. No, they need to stay. It's good that they stay and just sit on that nice hard bed in a jail for a few years so maybe they'll learn to be what? To be still. To be still. In Acts 27, I mean, this is crazy. The boat's going to sink. There's an unbelievable storm. There's Roman centurions. There's old mariners. There's all kinds of people there. There's Luke. There's Aristarchus. And there's one man who's still. His name is the Apostle Paul. And he says this, an angel of God spoke to me last night, and I believe God, it will be even as he told me, no loss of life. The boat's going down, but there's no loss of life. We're coming in on boards. What was Paul doing? He was being what? Still. When you read 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 10, 2 Corinthians 4, 15 through 18, 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12, you can see 60, read it sometime, it's amazing. 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 10, 2 Corinthians 4, 15, 7 through 15, 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 7, 2 Corinthians 11 and 12, you'll see 60 different things that Paul mentions, and they're all trouble. But in the middle of it, what's he doing? Being still. He can write the Bible in prison. He can make disciples in prison. He's just going to be in an extremely difficult situation. Whether you're on the mountain, be still. By the way, they didn't even know to do that, right? Hey, how about 3 tabernacles? One for you, one for, come on, how about one for Moses and one for Elijah? The father said, Peter, he didn't say it that way, but shut up. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Would you hear him? That's what he says. Hear him. Stop talking. Stop building. Stop doing all these works that are not even motivated by God. Just be what? Still. Be still. We're in this plaza because we're what? Leadership was still coming from Lenox down to here. They were still. And because they were still, we're still here. Two stills, okay? It's amazing. Being still. Be still before the Bible. Be still before God in prayer. Be still in the body of Christ. And it's amazing what will take place. On the missions, going into a mission field, being still and hearing from God. Evangelizing people, be still. Is this the right time to talk to that person? Be what? I saw a man yesterday who just was, what's today, Sunday? Yeah, yesterday. He was waving to me. He goes, he pointed to himself, pointed to me and said this. That's enough for me. Yeah, in other words, like, thank you for giving me the message. I'm going to heaven. It's amazing. Be what? Where did he come from? I don't know. I don't know what happened. God says, be what? Be still. Evangelize people, even if they seem reactionary. By the way, I like when people are reactionary and really crazy. That means you've touched something. Let me say this about Psalm 37. Three times it says, fret not. What a crazy word that is. Fret not. The word is shara in the Hebrew. It means don't have a panic attack. Ah! Remember that old movie? It was an old comedian called Don Knotts. Remember, he would always be shaking, always be nervous, and shaking and nervous and shaking and nervous and moving his head. And he would, yeah. Panic attack. Did you hear what happened? Do you know what's going to take place? Oh, my God. No. Fellowship with your God and be okay. Panic fretting. And by the way, in Psalm 37, 17 times, it says the word wicked, evil, or iniquity. And we are told in the midst of wickedness, evil, and iniquity, to do what? Don't fret. Fret not. Don't have a panic attack. Trust in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Are you with me? Commit your way to the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for the Lord. Five things he says. Trust in him. What was the second one? Delight yourself in him. Commit your way to him. Roll it over on him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for the Lord. Five things. Don't fret. Don't live in anxiety. Matthew 6, 25 through 31. Take no what? Thought. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, the clothes you shall put on, or tomorrow. Tomorrow? We're not supposed to think about tomorrow. Well, read the Bible. Read the Bible. I don't know. Take no thought. And that means, that word thought, merim now, means any thought that's divided from God's mind. Don't take it in. Take no thought. Be what? Be still before the word of God. Be still. It's amazing. And that's a possibility for each and every one of us through God. The Holy Spirit, the dove, still landing there. Just still. I was watching today out my window a dove and some birds. And then the squirrels came to where the bird food was. And they were very quiet until the squirrel came. Squirrels like the devil. No, just an illustration. By the way, squirrels are pretty good to eat. I mean, well, I used to have the African people that used to visit my house would chase them. I said, you can't eat them here. No, it's okay. Forget about that, you know. But then all of a sudden, when the squirrel came, they were very still and quiet. Then the squirrel came and they just all flew away. You know what? The enemy comes in like a flood. But the Spirit lifts up a standard. And you know what that standard is? Stillness with God. Stillness in the Spirit. Stillness in the Word. Resting in His love. Stillness in His faithfulness. Being still in His purpose. Being still towards His glory. Let's simply do what today? Be what? Be still and know that I am God. All kinds of things are happening. Melting earth, desolations, wars, all kinds of things he mentions there. But in the middle of it, he says, be still and know that I am God. Father, thank you today. Thank you, God. In the middle, God is my refuge, he said. God is my help, and God is with us. Three amazing things. He's my refuge. He's my help and he's with me. He's my shelter. He's my protection, my security, my hope, my trust. This is who God is. I can run to his cry. I can be still and run to his cry. Father, we thank you today. Help us this day. Oh, there'll be many things that will take place in these days, months, and years. Help us to be still and know that you are God. Thank you, God. If you are listening today, you're here today, you're listening today, you've never received Christ as your personal Savior, simply be still and say, yes, I agree with the gospel. I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. And I receive Jesus Christ into my life today. Give me the person of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the blood of Christ. Thank you for forgiveness and mercy. I'm still before you, God. I want to be born again. That's your prayer. You can just acknowledge it. You can thank God today. And if you're here this morning, or you're watching online also, and you are born again, you're a Christian, you're a member of this church or another church, our prayer is that all of us would learn and grow in being what? Being still. Being still. Being still. Quietness and confidence. Returning in rest, delivered and saved. We thank you, God. Oh, it said about them, they would not. But we say about us, we will. So we thank you today. Bless the church service at 11 and 6:30 tonight. In his name we pray. In Jesus' name, be what? Be still.